Chapter 19. A Letter to Sarah. Freedom does not come automatically. It is achieved. And it is not gained in a single bound. It must be achieved each day. Rollo May, Man's Search for Himself. Dear Sarah, it has been said that there are no accidents in the universe, and so I might consider it to be providential that on this very day that I'm writing this letter to you, I have just finished reading, for the third time, Rollo May's remarkable book, Man's Search for Himself. What a lesson that book holds for all of us in business who would believe that today's hot subjects of core values, meaning, purpose, and empowerment are advanced thinking, when in fact, Rollo May spoke more eloquently about those very same subjects in 1953. For that matter, who among us today in business recalls Rollo May's Age of Anxiety, or Camus, or Dostoevsky, or Kierkegaard, or Kafka, or Orwell, or T.S. Eliot in The Hollow Men, or David Riesman in The Lonely Crowd? To them, however, the question was not one of success in business, but of life and death. If we had such a yearning for values in 1953, when Rollo May's book was first published, and we have such a yearning for values today, what's happened to us in the interim? The Cold War? A trip to the moon? Korea? The Vietnam War? Cambodia? The sexual revolution? The feminist revolution? The civil rights explosion? The psychological revolution? The New Age manifesto and the coming millennium? One hell of a lot, I would say. And yet, after all that and 40 years, we're still searching for meaning, for something to believe in, and speaking about it as though it were brand new. What lessons haven't we learned here at the end of the 20th century, Sarah? Maybe we just don't care enough. Meaning, it seems to me, is the product of caring, not vice versa. What we care about, we value. And so, as I look around, I see that we're in some very fundamental way disconnected from caring sufficiently to be able to find true meaning in the things that we do. Which is not to say that we don't care about anything. We obviously do. We care about making money. We care about being safe. We care about being protected. We care about the Super Bowl. But I think that the things we have come to care about are insignificant when placed on the scale that Dostoevsky or Camus or Tolstoy or Kierkegaard or Kafka or the Old Testament or the New Testament or Rollo May would use. The problem is, Sarah, we're just not very serious people these days. We even speak about values, when we speak about them, as though they were a commodity like a sweater or a pair of Gucci pumps that can be acquired by writing a check. Much like the leadership, empowerment, management, relationship, and quality training seminars that abound today. As though by getting a little training, we'll suddenly find ourselves full of more substantial stuff. I think not, Sarah. I think that we, playing our endgame at the bottom of the 20th century, are going to need one hell of a lot more than anything our trainers have in store for us. I think we need a shock, a self-administered shock, so jolting, so outrageous, so unsympathetic to our little wants that we'll either be blown off the planet we've each shaped for ourselves, our personal little spaces, when we least expect it, or we'll burn to a crisp right there in the spot, never to be heard from again. And therein lies the problem, Sarah, and of course, the opportunity. How does one come to the point in his or her life when he or she is not only ready, but eager and willing, however terrifying the prospect might be, to self-execute such a leap of faith without any guarantees that it will do any good. That, dear Sarah, is where I believe we left each other not too long ago, at a crossroads, where I stood and watched you walk off on your newly discovered path, thinking to myself that I knew where you were going and what you would discover there, and at the same time realizing I knew nothing of the sort, that the path you had chosen reached both forward in time and back to your childhood, and the spirit you had thought you lost. But what I know to be true from my own life experience is that you will not truly rediscover your spirit in the past, but will discover it is waiting for you in the future on the path you have now chosen. Your spirit isn't behind you. It is way ahead of you. It has already made its choice. All that needed to happen was for you to make yours, and you were together again. Pretty metaphysical for a hard-headed guy like me, perhaps. But while I can't prove it, I know without a shadow of a doubt that it is true. I know because the very same thing has happened to me time and time again when I was open to it. I know that my spirit is waiting out there in front of me on one of any number of 1,000 paths, and that it's up to me to choose that one path on which my spirit waits, and to step out on it brightly, without hesitation, to pursue the I, which is the greatest one I can possibly be, to be spirit full, that is, spiritual, that is, to be in touch with my soul. And there, in our spirit, Sarah, is where meaning lies. There, in what your aunt called caring. It is your spirit that cares, Sarah. While your parents and teachers thought it was disruptive and tried to take it away from you, your aunt knew, Sarah, what you've just found out. That your spirit was waiting there all the time. It hadn't gone anywhere. You had. And the path you are now on is the same path you and your aunt were on, there in the kitchen, and there in your little girl's bed on the summer morning as you breathed in the rich, delicate summer air, and there among the four oaks, and there with your hand on the face of the black horse. Your path has always been there for you, Sarah. You simply got lost. You didn't trust it. In your need to be assured, as any little girl would, that your parents wouldn't leave you and that your teachers would love you, you became disconnected from yourself. But fortunately, not forever. Because this path you're now on, this entrepreneurial path, winds around corners that will amaze you at times and even shock you at others. To be sure, it will be anything but certain. But that's why it's so exciting. It's the path of surprise. It's the path of constant engagement. And because it's all those things, it is truly the path of life, or as Rollo May might have called it, the path of freedom. He said, "Thus freedom is not just the matter of saying yes or no to a specific decision. It is the power to mold and create ourselves. Freedom is the capacity, to use Nietzsche's phrase, to become what we truly are." And so, Sarah, while we've talked a great deal about your business and its relationship to you, while we've spoken about planning and systems and controls and management, about people development and organizational development and marketing development and all those many parts of your business you must become not only aware of, but attentive to, I would be remiss if I left you with the impression that any of those things will make any difference at all unless you remember one thing. Keep the curtain up. The curtain is your comfort zone, and your comfort zone has been the false mask you put on when you were a little girl, because it was safe when your spirit was not. Your comfort zone has been the curtain you've placed in front of your face and through which you view the world. Your comfort zone has been the tight little cozy planet on which you've lived, knowing all the places to hide because it's so small. Your comfort zone has seized you before, Sarah, and it can seize you again when you're least prepared for it, because it knows what it means to you, because it knows how much you want to be comfortable, because it knows what price you're willing to pay for the comfort of being in control, the ultimate price, your life. So, Sarah, if this new path, if living with your spirit means anything to you at all, if you truly, truly care about it, then guard it with your life. Because comfort overtakes us all when we're least prepared for it. Comfort makes cowards of us all. And so goodbye for now. Please let me know how you're doing, how the business is going, and remember, my heart will be with you wherever you are. Michael Gerber.